USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it will require all U.S. military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a memo, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he would request approval from President Biden to enact a mandate that would require all personnel to get vaccinated by mid-September. The Department of Defense said Monday that more than 60% of active duty troops are already fully vaccinated, with about 73% already having received at least one dose. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked hospitals in the state to forego elective surgeries to open more capacity for COVID-19 patients. He's also ordering the state's Division of Emergency Management to open more antibody infusion centers to treat COVID patients whose cases do not require hospitalization. The governor's move comes a day after the capital city of Austin announced that it was running out of beds in the city's intensive care units because of a surge in COVID patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The border city of McAllen, Texas, says that more than 7,000 COVID-positive migrants have been released in the city since February, causing the construction of new temporary shelters to deal with the surge, and the mayor of McAllen to ask the Biden administration for help. But Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Carreras tells Fox News that agents on the border have received little to no assistance from the federal government.
Oh, I mean, we've gotten nothing. Nobody's lifted a finger to help us out down here. They haven't lifted a finger to help our Border Patrol agents. They haven't lifted a finger to protect our communities down here from this disease that this virus that's coming in from the southern border. Granted, there are cases that are from here, but the vast majority of stuff we're seeing coming across right now is, you know, we have so many people that are coming across that are sick, way higher than the numbers we're seeing from other cities and other states that I think is somewhere around 10 or 12%. We're looking at 20, 25% down here. And unfortunately, the administration is just turning a blind eye.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The nation's education secretary is telling those against mask mandates not to be the reason schools are interrupted. Miguel Cardona saying teachers have bent over backwards for students this year, telling CBS News 60% of them have already been vaccinated against coronavirus. He understands people are tired of masking up, but says keeping kids safe is the most important thing, and that will help them return to the classroom. As far as if science backs up that decision to mask up kids, Dr. Marty McCrary, he's a Fox News medical contributor.
What I've seen out there is that people are saying, you know, I'm okay with my kid wearing a mask in order to appease the teachers' union to make sure they get there in person. And that's a reasonable argument, but it's not a medical argument. And we've assumed zero harm with masks. And the reality is, that's not true. There may be zero harm for a matter of months or weeks. But when you talk about coming on 2 years now with kids being masked, they're losing the human connection. They're not visualizing the mouth as people speak to them, and it impacts phonetic development, and cases of anxiety and depression are related to altered breathing. These are things that we have to consider. They're not benign. Masks are not 100% harmless.
Ohio is set to be home to Peloton's first factory in the United States, a groundbreaking ceremony taking place on Monday in the village of Lucky. Once complete, the factory will create more than 2,100 jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.